Democratic Assemblymember Kevin Cahill of Kingston chairs the Assembly's Insurance Committee.
What we're going to do is to take a retrospective look at how insured people were handled and taken care of after Hurricane Sandy, and to determine whether there were practices that need to be reviewed, whether the laws that were in place worked, and how people actually fared with their insurance companies.
Ellen Melchioni is the president of the New York Insurance Association and is testifying at the hearing. She says her association has drawn up a disaster preparedness agenda, a list of suggestions for policymakers to improve the insurance claims process. Here is one of the items.
We've got some priorities that we'd like to establish for giving special status to insurance adjusters to allow that they have access to fuel and to certain highways during this type of crisis, and make sure that they can get in a timely manner to settle claims. That was part of the problem during this whole process, was the ability for them to get in and have fuel and actually stay in hotels. So.
And she says the State Department of Financial Services should establish potential disaster response staging sites in advance and include an area for adjusters. Assemblymember Cahill says he expects to hear from representatives from the Department of Financial Services, insurance agents and brokers, adjusters, representatives from major insurance companies, and consumers.
Now that the State Insurance Department has put out its report card, it appears that overall, the State Insurance Department has concluded that insurance companies acted in a satisfactory way. We want to put some flesh on those bones and find out from the people who had the boots on the ground whether we actually did have that experience, and if not, what we can do to improve it for the future.
Governor Andrew Cuomo Monday announced that the Department of Financial Services has issued an emergency regulation that establishes a voluntary mediation process for homeowners who are disputing their insurance claims or who are dissatisfied with their claims from Superstorm Sandy having been denied. State officials say most non-flood insurance claims have been resolved. The New York Insurance Association's Melchioni says she hopes state officials embark upon an educational campaign for consumers.
The Department of Financial Services should create some type of summary or template of what is and what isn't included in a standard homeowner policy. It's hard to believe, but after Katrina and after Irene and some of these other major storms, some consumers still do not understand the distinction between flood insurance and homeowner insurance, and that's caused a lot of confusion.
On November 29th, Governor Cuomo issued a regulation to require insurance companies to start investigating claims in 6 business days after the claim is made to the insurer rather than 15 business days. The new rule applies to Superstorm Sandy, and it's a rule that Ellen Melchioni would like to see tabled in the future.
That makes it extremely difficult for carriers. We think that 15 days is reasonable for homeowners, especially during a crisis like this. And many other states who go through these types of catastrophes and crisis actually relax their time frames for adjusting. They don't shorten them.
As to where any regulation may fall on the issue of insurance claims, Assemblymember Cahill says he will wait to hear all the testimony before taking any action.
We're going to follow this hearing up with a series of roundtables taking place in Staten Island, Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island, where the greatest impact of Sandy was felt. And it's our hope that at the end of this whole process, we'll know whether there's anything else we have to do legislatively to make our ability to respond to storms even better.
Requests for more information and comment from the Department of Financial Services were not answered in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.